McDonald Hall, the school we know and love. The place my best friend Bruno and I call home 10 months of the year.
Antacid drops in a glass.
It's true. Sometimes we lock horns with the grown-ups in charge. But they always have our utmost respect and admiration.
The man belches. Students eat in a school dining hall.
Most of all, McDonald Hall is where our friends are.
Title card reads, Chris. A big student gobbles cereal. Wilbur. Another experiments on his cereal.
The guys were always there for us, and we're always there for them. The only problem is, we're not there. We're here.
Bruno and Boots run for a bus as it pulls away from them.
Oh, stop! No! Yes!
Come on!
That's me. And this is the face I make when I regret going along with one of Bruno's ideas. In this case, traveling back from the city to McDonald Hall together.
We'd be on that bus right now if we didn't miss our train. But you want another selfie with the CN Tower.
That train left early, okay? And we'll cherish those selfies for a lifetime.
That's Bruno. And that's the face he makes when he's charming his way out of trouble, or plotting a way to get us into more.
Yeah, more importantly, first period starts in 10 minutes. More importantly, we're right down the road from Manny's, huh?
What?
You haven't heard of Manny's Kitchen? Oh!
Their fish stick tacos are legendary. Hold on.
Excuse me, antique and produce lady. Do you know when the next bus is?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
No. No way.
20 minutes.
Bruno and Boots order tacos.
We do not have time for this. It is not taco time.
A clock reads, it's taco time.
Okay, well, it is and it isn't. Thanks, Manny.
Hey, let's go.
Maybe you're all right. Maybe it is taco time.
And we still have another 10 minutes before the bus comes.
Oh, man, you know I'm going to need that tortilla recipe.
Thank you.
The boys miss the bus again.
Excuse me, again, antique and produce lady. Do you know when the next bus is?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Thursday.
Thursday? Relax. Hey. Got a plan.
I can't believe she took your suitcase for this bike.
I can't believe she didn't throw the flowers. She drove a hard burn.
Are we even gonna make it back to the school before lunch?
Yeah, I know a shortcut. Yeah, hard right!
Oh, no! Bruno, look out, there's a cliff!
Speed up, we can make the turn!
What? No, we have to slow down!
If we slow down, we won't make it!
Stop!
Go!
Right now!
He's Bruno, I'm Boots, and this is what we look like when we're in over our heads.
Do not try this at home.
Ow! No!
Go!
Bruno and Boots drive their tandem bike over a high, sheer cliff. They fall through the air and hit the water below. Title card reads, Bruno and Boots, McDonald Hall, The Whistle War. Several girl students rake a Zen garden. Two other students water plants in a nearby garden.
Education and awakening, more like frustration and gardening.
You're just annoyed because we have to water the wheatgrass patch again.
Yeah, and I'm sick of wheatgrass. Do you remember the wheatgrass poutine from yesterday? Sometimes I feel like the school needs some shaking up. I agree that gardening can be annoying. But the trick is to work smarter, not harder. And the time it takes you to water one plant, I can water an innocent bystander.
The girls are soaked. A soaked Bruno and Boots arrive at McDonald Hall. They look around the campus.
Pretty great, isn't it?
It's better than great. It's home.
Hey, don't worry about all the other stuff. And I've already forgiven you.
Yeah, isn't that the sort of thing that I should be saying to you?
No. Hey, but don't worry about it. Now we all make mistakes.
Sorry, what mistake did I make exactly trying to stop us from plummeting to our deaths?
We could have made that curve. You held back. Hey, but it's okay. I believe in you, Boots. One day you're just gonna throw caution to the wind and start living.
Okay, wait. If you just spent one day and lived like me, which you couldn't, but you'd never go back.
living like you would be so easy.
Okay. I would just have to be cautious, careful, and not actually do anything.
Oh, you want to bet?
Yeah.
The loser washes the winner's gym socks for a month.
Hand washes for the rest of the year.
Deal. Man, I can't wait to tell everybody.
I can. I'm annoyingly patient.
Bruno and Boots enter McDonald Hall. It appears empty.
Where is everyone?
Hello? Hello? Boys? Boys!
Let's get changed.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Bruno and Boots enter a crowded school auditorium.
Today, McDonald Hall meets tomorrow.
Sorry.
Tomorrow, the McDonald Hall of today will be yesterday's news.
What's going on?
Sturgeon called a snap assembly. Even he seemed surprised at what's happening.
McDonald Hall was ranked one of the top schools in the district last year. We've decided to reward your hard work with one of our experimental education programs.
That's a reward?
Yeah, because nothing spells fun like experimental education programs.
Starting today, Mr. Sturgeon will have a new assistant headmaster who will take the reins of this new school initiative and transform your lives with his innovative approach to learning.
Settle, boys. Settle.
McDonald Hall, the man you are about to meet, is a pioneer, a visionary, and a true giant of education. Please give a warm welcome to the future of learning, Mr. Walter C. Whizzle.
A figure appears on the stage in shadow. The lights come up, revealing a small, curly-haired man. He wears a jumpsuit with the crest of McDonald Hall on it.
Welcome to the future, McDonald Hall.
Whizzle plummets off the front of the stage. He climbs back on.
I'm fine.
Boys.
Whizzle limps across the stage. He stands by a large video screen.
The chalkboard. The late slip. Multiple choice exams. All breakthroughs that revolutionized education in their day. But the next step of learning technology is going to make all of those A-plus ideas look like F double minuses. I'm talking about my new cutting-edge software, Whizzleware. You'll see the changes this afternoon. Touchscreens in every class, improved school uniforms, and some exciting new approaches to discipline I think you'll all agree are, really rad.
The students look confused.
Groovy to the max? 23 Skidoo.
Whizzle shields his eyes as he searches the crowd.
Never mind. I'm going to invite Superintendent Snow back up to the stage to install the software.
Whizzle opens a laptop at the podium.
Okay, just click on that. Not that. Click on that. Just click on that.
So wait. Captain Computer is going to take over the hall? There's no way the fish is going to let that happen.
Well, it doesn't look like he's doing anything to stop it.
Just click agree. It says agree and there's a box beside it. You've got it. Whizzleware is officially live!
The computer screen of Sturgeon's secretary reads Whizzleware.
Biscuits in the bath.
The students clap tentatively at Whizzle. Bruno and Boots look at each other.
So, when do we begin?
Begin what?
Surely you think Mr. Whizzle is an affront to our tradition, who'll only change a beloved school for the worst? I can only assume you're already scheming a host of pranks against him.
And shenanigans.
You bet I am.
Get ready, Whizzle, you're about to get brizzled.
Aren't you forgetting something? Whizzle's brizzling is gonna have to wait.
What?
Bruno agreed to live by my rules for one day.
What? No, but...
Unless you would like to admit defeat 1 hour into a 24-hour challenge.
Sorry, guys. No pranks, no shenanigans. Yeah, that's right. I'm real boring now. I've decided to sit back and take a wait-and-see approach with this Whizzle guy.
Seems pretty harmless, right? It'll be easy.
Attention, students. Return to your dorm rooms to receive your new uniforms. Failure to comply will result in disciplinary action.
Yep. Super duper easy.
Whistle struggles with the PA mic.
Off now. Not used to these primitive machines.
Whistle drops the mic on Sturgeon's desk, knocking the phone off the hook. He tries to reset the phone. Sturgeon slaps his hand away and does it himself.
Use my own equipment in the future?
Whistle. These are good boys. Well, not perfect by any means, but they've got real heart. So a word of advice.
No, thank you.
Whistle turns and walks out of Sturgeon's office. Sturgeon grimaces, looking angry as the Whistleware logo appears, lighting up his computer. Sturgeon hits the escape key repeatedly, looking increasingly angry and frustrated.
Escape! Escape!
My whole life could use an escape button right about now. Sturgeon.
Oh, good morning, Eugenia.
Always a delight.
How can they do this to us? It's not right.
Congratulations. Am I to assume that Ms. Snow has also chosen Scrimmage Academy for one of her educational experiments?
You mean the hostile takeover of my school and the very souls of my girls?
A learning institution is a sacred...
Oh, come now, Eugenia. You know as well as I do that fads in education come and go. They can be a little frustrating at first, of course, but...
I don't know what kind of cushy program leader you got today, but mine is a real drill sergeant.
This is no time to exaggerate any of this.
Oh, I have to go.
By Mackenzie's beard, that is a real drill sergeant.
A drill sergeant blows a trumpet. The scrimmage students look at her.
Fall in right now on the double. Let's go. Did you not hear me? I told you to take the hopes and dreams out of your ears and fall in. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not midnight of the next solstice. Fall in now.
Excuse me, but what are we supposed to fall into? Maybe it's a chest exercise. I'll go first.
Fall in means to take your positions in an orderly fashion, standing at attention and awaiting further orders.
Miss Scrimmage doesn't give us orders. She only gives thoughtful suggestions.
Do I look like Miss Scrimmage to you?
No, but I do because I'm her. Hello, girls. I see that you've met our new assistant headmistress, Ms. Peabody. Let's all give her a very warm Scrimmage Academy welcome.
The students form a heart with their fingers and hum. Peabody looks sickened.
Superintendent Snow sent us Ms. Peabody to share her unique approach to educating young women.
Army, Navy, Air Force. By the time I'm through with you, you can join one of these outfits for your vacation.
What I think Miss Peabody means is that you have several career options to choose from, so choose wisely.
Now straighten those lines before I give you so many push-ups that your arms fall off and you bleed out from your shoulder.
Oh, what I think Miss Peabody is saying is that she completely respects you and she is using vivid imagery to motivate you.
Peabody approaches the students.
Look at all of you. You know what I see? I see Chihuahuas, Pomeranians, Black Dogs. Well, that's all about to change. I'm kicking you out of the lap and into the real world.
Oh, I think what Miss Peabody is saying is that if you work very hard, it will pay off.
But when I'm done with you, you're not gonna be lap dogs anymore. You're gonna be German Shepherds, St. Bernards, Rottweilers. Work dogs.
Can I be a labradoodle?
No! And as work dogs, they'll finally be of use to society and yourselves. Am I understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. All right, lap dogs. Obedience school begins with a 5-mile run. Move out! Hut to, hut to, hut to, hut to.
I don't know about this.
Well, I know this much. It won't be boring.
Keep in mind, girls, you can choose to be cats. there some kind of a warm-up necessary for this?
Bruno and Boots stare at their school jumpsuits.
Maroon jumpsuits? Who's actually gonna wear these?
Check it out, guys. Durable, breathable, and spaghetti sauce hardly shows.
I stand corrected. Well, either way, I don't think we have a choice.
What? No, there's no way we have to wear these.
Remember, students, your new uniforms are mandatory.
Okay, then, no. This can only last a couple days.
For the rest of the school year.
This can't be happening.
And yes, students, this is happening.
Boots and Bruno walk the hallway in their new school jumpsuits.
Welcome to McDonald Hall Prison for Boys.
Yeah, visiting hours never to never.
Bruno pulls a bracelet from his pocket.
Some kind of bracelet.
The bracelets latch tightly to the student's wrists.
Yeah, I can't get it off now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else can either.
Your new uniforms are designed to reduce distractions and aid learning. Finally, no buttons, ties, or decisions. Just a sack of cloth for the body. You're welcome.
Whistleware believes that distractions are the enemy of learning. They're all around us, deciding what to wear, what to do, and even what to eat.
That's why I invented Whistle Fuel. The liquid breakfast and lunch replacement that turns dining into refueling. Now available in delicious gray.
Wilbur spits out the drink.
What used to take an hour is now over within minutes. Again, you're welcome.
Wilbur spits out the drink again. In class, a small tablet sits in front of each student.
Finally, modern hardware. It's like the Christmas morning nobody asked for and only I wanted.
Oh, man, this thing's on here like Wilbur on a Western sandwich.
You gotta have a backup plan.
Your whistle band is designed to be worn 24/7. It's waterproof and tamper-proof. Removing the whistle band at any time is neither permitted nor possible.
Wait, can he see us?
I can see every classroom in the school. Students receive instant feedback on their behavior, both positive and negative. For example, assess behavior.
Bruno Walton and Boots O'Neill, attempted removal of whistle band. 5 demerits.
Okay, that's creepy.
Wilbur Heckenschleimer, food distraction. 2 demerits.
Worth it.
Elmer Drimsdale, toy distraction. 3 demerits.
Chemistry is not a toy.
Chris Talbot, vandalism. 10 demerits.
This is so ridiculous. Respectfully, how is it any different than George patrolling the halls giving out demerits?
George's demerits don't actually count for anything.
Sturgeon was just humoring him.
I've been such a fool. 5 demerits, George. 5
George rides off on his Segway. Kathy and Diane jog by their school. They stop and bend over, looking pained.
How far did she make us run?
Twice around the world? 3 times? I lost track somewhere in Europe.
This is Eugenia Scrimmage calling for the 5th time today. I know Superintendent Snow is very busy, but this Peabody person is simply not a good fit for my girls. Oh, sugar.
Sounds like Scrimmage is getting angry. Hey.
But Miss Scrimmage never gets angry. She just said sugar. When Scrimmage says the names of the foods that she considers unhealthy, that's her way of swearing.
Don't put me on hold. No! Bacon bits. Candy corn. Pork rind.
Traditional classroom lectures are now a thing of the past. Instead of learning facts and skills, whistleware lessons stimulate certain parts of the brain. Let's begin. This exercise is called Get the Ball. The object is to get the ball. See how many times you can get the ball.
So what's the point?
Questions don't get the ball. Getting the ball gets the ball.
The students activate their tablet screen. A ball bounces across the screen. Bruno touches it, and it begins bouncing again.
This is weird, but this is the best I've ever done in math.
Yeah, this is English.
Even better.
But soft.
What light through yonder doorway breaks? Lo, 'tis Headmaster Sturgeon, here to do his annual recitation.
Distraction detected. Distraction detected. Distraction detected.
What on earth is going on in here?
English class, sir.
English? So where's Mr. Vickers?
With the other teachers.
Playing poker in the teacher's lounge.
You have got to be kidding me.
Mr. Sturgeon, is there a reason for this disruption?
Well, actually, yes, there is. There's a tradition here at McDonald Hall going back about 100 years, where the headmaster kicks off the new term by visiting an English class and delivering a good old-fashioned Shakespearean monologue. I used to be considered quite the scene stealer back in my drama club days. Here we go. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest.
Detected. Destruction detected.
Mr. Sturgeon, I will have to ask you to stop this intrusion.
I'm hardly the intruder here, Mr. Whizzle. Surely there's room for the bard and Whizzleware?
Actually, Whizzleware has condensed all of the work of Shakespeare into easily understandable directives. Whizzleware, what is the point of Hamlet?
Don't marry your brother's wife and avoid morose introspection.
Oh, that is absurd. Surely you can't condense a play like Romeo and Juliet into a sentence.
Romeo and Juliet, always check your messages.
Okay, that's fair.
Whizzleware eliminates the need for any outdated teaching practices. The old ways, like the dinosaurs, had their day. And that day is done.
Yeah, there'd be gym socks, boots. I've got laundry to do.
What?
I'm out. I'm done. The bet is off. But I don't care because nobody calls my headmaster a dinosaur.
Okay. Thank you, Bruno. That's enough.
Identify and assess.
Bruno Walton. Talking distraction. 5. Demerits.
Bruno shrugs. Whizzle looks concerned.
Please be seated, Mr. Walton. Class, resume your lesson.
Bruno, sit down.
And if he was a dinosaur, he'd be a killer T-Rex, and then maybe you'd show him the respect he deserves.
Thank you, Bruno. Sit down now.
Reassess.
Insubordination. 10. Demerits.
All right, look, that's enough out of both of you. I'm going to be going now. But you know, Mr. Whizzle, I fail to see how all this screen tapping could possibly instill a lifelong love of language.
It doesn't, which is precisely why it's so much more efficient. Goodbye, Mr. Sturgeon.
Sturgeon walks out of the classroom. Whizzle turns back to the students, looking stern.
You should be careful with your demerits. The Whizzle bands only display double digits for a reason.
Whizzle smiles and walks out. Bruno shakes his head.
You're the one who needs to be careful, Whizzle. Because this means war. I hereby call this meeting of the Anti-Whizzle Committee to order. All in favor of getting rid of Whizzle and his high-tech, low-fun ways, solemnly raise your right hand and say, heck yeah.
Heck yeah!
All right, fellas, you know the drill. Bad ideas get the gong.
A subwoofer produces low bass notes. I invented the Uber Sub subwoofer, which produces notes so low, they're technically earthquakes. All we have to do is get this into Whizzle's guest cottage.
We make him drink his own Whizzle fuel. That'll teach him.
I think Whizzle likes Whizzle fuel.
Yeah.
He what? So we send him a job offer from a school in Siberia.
So you want us to put on Whizzle masks, split up, commit various crimes and bank robberies, tip off the police, send Whizzle to jail, and then spend the reward money on a pizza party?
I like the part about a pizza party. Now, I am not here to pitch wild ideas. I am here to make sure that you don't do things the Bruno way to the point where things get out of hand.
If you're so against wild ideas, let's hear a mild one.
All right, well, I know it's safe, but I mean, what if we just talk to the other boys? You know, if we get everyone to complain and Superintendent Snow gets enough calls from parents, maybe she'll do something.
Everyone's scared of getting demerits. They don't want to rock the boat.
We could start in secret. You know, we could get everyone together and then...
rallies and then protests, demonstrations.
It's a big school. How are we going to tell everyone?
I don't know, a super secret website.
But Whizzle's taken over every computer on campus.
So? You can hack anything.
I can't hack his code. He's a genius. A boring, pedantic genius.
So much for a high-tech solution.
Chris shows his sketch pad to the other boys.
If we can't go high tech, let's go old school.
Bruno shows Chris's sketch to Boots. It is a drawing of something covered in a tarp. Later, Chris removes a tarp covering a printing press.
Whatever it is, it's old.
And busted.
The McDonald Hall Examiner.
Weird. I mean, it's like a paper version of the school website.
No. Like, back in the old days, McDonald Hall must have actually had a school newspaper.
That's it. Yes, Chris, we fight Whizzleware the old school way. With an underground newspaper. Dude. We need to do two things. Get this machine printing again, and we also have to figure out what to print.
Boots hits a button. The printing press starts. The boys scream. Boots turns it off. Bruno and Boots sit behind desks.
What do you got, kid?
17 reasons Whizzleware is just the worst.
I'm making 27 reasons, and you got yourself a story.
Next.
Political cartoon, huh?
Why is there a rattlesnake in the middle of a sinking canoe?
The snake represents Whizzleware.
Oh!
We need articles, cartoons, editorials, infographics, all with one message. Whizzle must go.
Chris laughs at Elmer, who is covered in ink. Elmer puts his inky hand on Chris's face. They begin to play fight. Bruno runs the printing press, squashing Boots' sandwich. They get an idea, replacing the sandwich with bananas. The press squashes the bananas as the boys watch, looking delighted. Boots holds up a cream pie. The press runs over the pie.
Oh, look at that!
Two melon halves are squashed, splattering Elmer and Chris. Bruno high-fives Boots. Kathy and Diane approach Bruno and Boots. They pull wagons loaded with boxes.
Where are they?
They'll be here, I promise. Hey, look!
Oh.
Whoa. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Boots. Here you go. All the papers we found at Scrimmage's, but it's a loan, not a gift.
And it's probably better if we don't know what it's for.
You know what? Just keep the wagons. We're done here.
Whoa, wait. Where are you guys going? No time for a chat?
Okay, we're too tired for all of that. Our new assistant headmistress has some interesting ideas about teaching.
It's nothing but push-ups and sit-ups and running and yelling.
She made us put rocks in our backpacks and climb trees for an hour.
Yeah, well, at least it was a break from her dog metaphors.
It's like a nightmare and a CrossFit class had a baby, and that baby is our lives right now.
We have to help them.
Yeah.
We could do a joint newspaper. Or they could try the Siberian job offer gambit.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah. It sounds to me like you girls are no match for this Peabody character. Push-ups and sit-ups and running and yelling, like, there's no way you girls can handle that.
We can handle whatever we want to handle.
We can?
Okay. You think a little exercise is too much for us? We can handle whatever Peabody dishes out at us. You'll see. Come on, Diane.
Why are you running when no one is making you? Want to trade sidekicks?
Nah. Mom washes my socks for me. I'm sorry, who is the sidekick?
I saw Miss Scrimmage on the phone with the superintendent's office again. Maybe she'll get rid of Peabody soon.
Don't count on it. Besides, if we get rid of her, we don't get to prove that we can handle her.
All right, lap dogs, on all fours. 50 push-ups. For speed, go!
The students drop and begin doing push-ups. Kathy finishes and jumps to her feet.
Done. Nice work, Burton. 100 burpees for speed, go!
Diane grimaces as the other students do burpees.
Done.
Burton wins again.
200 jumping jacks for speed, go!
Diane struggles with her push-ups.
Done.
Nothing.
Diane Grant, is there a reason for your distinct lack of enthusiasm?
I'm just tired and I think all this exercise is a big waste of time. I'd rather just learn something.
Oh, really? Diane wants to learn. Well, in addition to your regular exercises, we're going to learn something. marching. In formation, military style. Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Thanks, Diane.
I don't know, Brant. They don't seem as excited about learning as you. Well, I'm up for it.
Diane looks angrily at Kathy. Boots and his classmates touch balls on their tablet screens. Wizzle suddenly appears on the classroom monitor.
Good morning. It has come to my attention that some of you are finding the red ball exercise repetitive. So this morning, you were all getting a yellow ball.
Oh. Absent student detected. Bruno Walton. 5 demerits.
I know.
Bruno runs the printing press. He looks at a sheet he printed and smiles.
Bruno, do you know what'll happen if your Wizzle demerits go past double digits? What are you even doing in here?
Saving our school one issue at a time. Dude, look at these beauties. I'd give them a kiss, but the ink would smudge.
Well, you're racking up Wizzle demerits. And this paper isn't even ready yet.
It's good enough.
This has a typo in the headline.
Wizzle must go.
I don't know, it still works. Okay. Half the articles are only half written. Chris still owes us the last panel of his anti-Wizzle comic strip. I found 3 swear words accidentally hidden in the word search.
Really? I only found 2.
But we can't stop now. We have to strike Wizzle fast, like a boa constrictor.
Boas don't strike. They squeeze slowly.
Now you're against me, and so are the reptiles.
Can you just take a step back and think this through?
Can you just take a step up and help?
Just because you're doing something doesn't automatically mean that you're helping.
Actually, I've helped a ton. I've already printed off 500 copies. Now we just need to get them to the boys in all 3 dorms without Wizzle or Sturgeon seeing a single copy.
Well, you printed 500 copies. Where are they?
Just by the door to dry.
Really?
Yeah.
The copies blow out the door. Boots and Bruno watch, looking stunned. Sturgeon reads the paper.
Mr. Wizzle is a tyrant. Misspelled. And like any tyrant, misspelled differently. We must stand up to his tyranny. Misspelled 2 different ways at once. It's the last one that hurts the most.
If we could leave these spelling and grammar issues aside for now.
Of course. First of all, I'd like to discuss the idea of hospitality and how we must welcome any guest to this.
Oh, no. A conversation will not be necessary. Wizzleware's discipline systems are far more advanced than those outdated methods. Wizzleware, assess behavior.
Bruno Walton and Melvin O'Neill. Multiple infractions. 20 demerits. Plus 200 Linus.
Linus?
My research shows that writing certain commands can positively reprogram the brain. The boys will be assigned to write, "I will not break the Wizzleware rules," 200 times. On touchscreens, of course.
You're making them write lines? A punishment so old-fashioned it was considered hopelessly out of date when I was a schoolboy.
Oh, no, not lines. Linus. It stands for linear uploading synaptic saturation.
Boys, will you excuse us for a few moments? I need to discuss with Mr. Wizzle how to end this little experiment immediately.
Okay.
Oh, I hate to be the one to break it to you, Mr. Sturgeon, but you don't have the authority to modify or cancel the program in any way.
But I'm headmaster of this school.
Yes, but like any software, Wizzleware comes with an end-user license agreement, which Superintendent Snow agreed to when she installed the software at the assembly.
Wizzle hands his tablet to Sturgeon.
According to the agreement, the sysadmin, that's me, has final authority in all matters regarding the software, including discipline, for the life of the contract, which is stated right there.
36 months?
It's 36 divided
3 years?
Unless the sysadmin decides to end the service early, which he doesn't. Because we're just getting started. Well, I hope that clears things up.
Sturgeon hands back the tablet.
Have a good day.
Wizzle walks out of Sturgeon's office.
So what happens now?
Boys, I am going to do what generations of Sturgeons have done in times of crisis.
You're gonna fight him?
What? No. I'm gonna roll up my sleeves and look for loopholes. Miss Davis, bring me a hard copy of the Wizzleware agreement right away.
Sturgeon slaps his desk. The scrimmage girls march in formation.
Right! Face! Diane! Forward! March! Oh. Diane! Get your... Come on. To the rear! March!
Diane falls out of formation. She runs to catch up.
To the rear! March!
Oh, sorry.
Take five, girls.
Come on, Diane.
We have to show Peabody and everyone else that we can handle whatever she gives us.
Or we could not.
And I feel pretty good about leaving it at that.
Okay.
We really need to work on our column right. If we don't nail it,
we can show the guys who's right.
This is me putting my best foot forward.
Your other best foot.
Darn it.
Back in formation, ladies.
Well, thank you very much, Jane, for agreeing to meet Miss Scrimmage. And myself. As you know, we're very concerned about...
If this is about stopping your special programs early, the answer is no.
But you haven't even heard us out.
I don't need to. I've got spreadsheets. McDonald's Hall's preliminary grades are up 30%.
Well, they're just mindlessly tapping screens. Who cares what grades they get out of that?
And Scrimmage's instances of misbehavior have dropped by a similar margin.
Well, they're too tired to misbehave. That's not an improvement.
Your words, Whistle's numbers. I know which ones I trust.
Ta-ta!
The superintendent walks out of the office. Sturgeon stands up. He taps his desk and looks around.
Well, that went well.
I could punch a duck!
Virginia, I've never heard you so angry.
I know. I'm not myself. The girls can't see me like this. I have to go to my meditation yurt immediately, and I'm not coming out until I'm myself again. Breathe, Jeannie. Breathe. Oh, I'm hitting.
Can't punch a dog anyway.
Well, the paper was a bust, but we did get Sturgeon's attention. He's looking for loopholes in the contract.
Yep, and luckily, we've already found one.
Wait, what?
It's simple. The only person that can end the Whistle contract early is Whistle. So we just have to make him want to leave the hall early.
What if there was a kid who wasn't in the Whistle system? A kid we make up? That would seriously drive Whistle up the wall. That is the most ridiculous plan I've ever heard.
Hey, what if we scare him away with Elmer's new earthquake machine?
Wait, that one is.
Man, separately, they're both ridiculous. Okay? What if we do them both?
Then we would be doing two ridiculous plans instead of one, which is worse, not better.
Worse for Whistle. Better for us.
Debatable.
Boys, Whistle War is back on.
Behold, the Uber subwoofer. All we have to do is get this into the basement of Whistle's guest cottage, and he'll be plagued by terrifying earthquakes no one else on campus will feel. But first, let's test it. I've set the volume to 8 out of 10.
Okay, ready? Test.
Maybe 3 out of 10 would suffice.
Yeah, 3.
Yeah, definitely 3. How are we even gonna get this into Whistle's guest cottage?
Oh, that part's easy. We'll let Wally handle that.
Wait, Wally?
A disguised Bruno arrives at Whistle's door.
Hey there, I'm Wally. Here to read your water meter down in your basement there.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, boy. Scooch over this thing, Bean. Big load coming through.
Whistle shuts the door. In the basement, Bruno pulls the Uber sub out of his jumpsuit. Bruno takes out an electric drill and screws the Uber sub into the basement ceiling of Whistle's cottage. At night, Whistle lies on his bed. He wears a pajama onesie. Whistle watches a video of a puppy running on his laptop. He giggles at the video.
Why can't students be more like dogs? Or computers?
The receiver on the Uber sub in the cottage seems to be working. Shall we make some noise?
Noise is my middle name.
Yep.
All right. I call this tune No Sleep for Mr. Whistle.
And we're live.
Bruno hits a loud note on his electric guitar. The Uber sub's needle hits maximum. A Dalmatian bobblehead in Whistle's bedroom begins to move. Soon, Whistle begins to shake on his bed. He weaves clumsily out of his cottage front door and into the school commons.
Earthquake! Help!
Wizzle stops by the school statue. He looks around.
Didn't anyone else feel that? Hello?
Wizzle shrugs and heads back to his cottage. Wizzle yawns as he walks the school hallway the next day. He drinks from a water fountain and keeps walking. Bruno and Boots smile as they watch.
Dude, the Uber sub is working. He's tired, off balance, vulnerable. I think it's time Mr. Wizzle was introduced to McDonald Hall's mystery kid.
Bruno walks off. Boots sighs and follows his friend. Wizzle watches a puppy video on a screen in his office.
Little kitties.
You hungry for
off a task? Off
just
task.
One more second.
Come in. Mr. Wizzle, Gordon won't be able to make it to class today. He had a skateboarding accident and twisted his ankle.
Thank you.
Gordon who? Gunhold. G. Gordon Gunhold. Okay, bye now. Homework.
Mark absent G. Gordon Gunhold.
Student not found.
Mark absent G. Gordon Gunhold.
Student not found.
Hey, did you guys assign the card for Gordon yet? Skateboarding accident. And the dude is totally crazy. Like, who skates at night, right? I don't get it. Totally crazy. Thanks, Chris.
Student not found.
Gunhold.
Student not Gunna found.
Gunhold.
Student not found.
Gunhold.
Student Gunhold? Not found.
Gunhold. Gunhold.
Student not found.
Wizzle runs out of his cottage. He stops by the statue and looks around. Wizzle pulls a poster off the wall and reads it out loud.
G. Gordon Gunhold for student counts.
Wizzle grimaces and walks away.
Student not found.
It's impossible!
Earthquake scientists have long theorized about the Great Lake St. Lawrence fault line. According to Dr. Schulzinghoff of Munchingham College, it could be right in our own backyard.
Backyard? Come in.
Mr. Wizzle, Gordon wanted me to see if you had any homework for him.
John!
I can see now's a bad time. My bad.
Sturgeon pours over the Wizzle contract papers. Wizzle talks to Mrs. Davis.
Mr. Wizzle, I can't move you to a hotel over some earthquake that nobody else has even noticed. And I sure as sugar can't check my records for this Gordy Gumface kid when all my computer shows me are Wizzle warts.
Forget about the earthquakes. I take pride in Wizzleware's perfect record system. If something isn't in my records, it doesn't exist. This boy doesn't show up in my databases, but his name is on posters. Boys in the hall talk about how fun he is and how nice he is to the new kids, and about the time he landed that 360 ollie heel flip on the first try. I found his name in an old yearbook in the library, but there's no photo. Look.
Mr. Wizzle, have you been getting enough sleep?
Who could sleep with all these earthquakes? Get it!
Oh boy, the hamster in that poor man's head has flipped right out of its wheel.
Dr. Schulzinghoff speaking.
Hello, doctor. It's Walter Wizzle calling with questions about the Great Lakes St. Lawrence fault line.
Ah, yes. Tiny but deadly earthquakes. Lethally deadly. But we have no idea where it is.
I know. It runs through my house, practically under my bed.
Fascinating. I could get together a research team in 36 months?
3 years?
Science must not be rushed. You see, science is like a fine cheese.
You ready, E-Rock?
Affirmative.
Elmer and Bruno now play two guitars. Whistle runs out of his cottage. Whistle collapses by the school statue. Next morning, Bruno stands over him.
Good morning, sir.
Do a little stargazing last night?
What time is it?
Wake up! We're not in bed anymore!
What on earth is that?
Scrimmage Academy has a new guest headmaster, too. Miss Peabody? Yeah. Oh, and it is 8:45.
8:45?
Oh, sir, do you have time to sign this card for Gordon?
Not again!
Whistle runs to his cottage. Bruno smiles. Miss Scrimmage sits cross-legged in her yurt.
What on earth do you think you're doing?
I had a feeling that Baba Ganoush was a little bit dodgy.
Oh, you're having an inner crisis, but it's not the intestinal kind.
What are you doing here?
I am here for you. Peabody is out there making your girls miserable, and you're in here hiding.
I'm not hiding.
Yes, you are. You're hiding from me, angry Scrimmage.
I let go of my anger years ago. I am zen with a hint of lavender and a little bit of eucalyptus.
Is that what that smell is? Whew, and what is with the bedazzling?
Not a good look. Wow, you are not just angry. You are downright sarcastic.
Oh, very perceptive.
Okay, stop that.
I am here to show you that there are some things worth getting angry over.
I have no interest in having that conversation.
I'm not here for a conversation. I'm here to fight.
Get out of my head.
This is it. We need to show Peabody that this marching thing is a snap.
Who are we even trying to impress? Bruno's not here. Miss Peabody is unimpressible. What's the point?
The point is, just do your best. And don't fall behind or make any mistakes.
Miss Peabody, get your spine. You can do it. Come on.
Attention! It's time for you lapdogs to march. But before we begin, I have two words of advice. Impress me.
The girls line up behind Kathy.
And march! Right! Face! Forward! March! To the rear! March!
The girls keep marching.
To the rear! March!
Here comes the big one.
This should be good.
Be kidding me.
Well, I had high hopes for you girls, but looks like one of the poodles let the other pooches down.
I'm sorry, guys.
I didn't order you to speak, but I do order you to run around the whole campus once for every girl that you let down. Well, why are you still standing there?
Oh, zip it.
Peabody turns to Kathy.
Pardon me?
Stop picking on Diane. She worked harder than anyone else here. Well, let's get running.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, you're all about teamwork, right? Well, me and Diane, we're a team.
Whoa! When do you get back? It's straight to the brig! School doesn't have a break, does it?
The Uber submonitor hits maximum. The boys now have a full band playing.
Wow. Now, you guys, A plus. Sounds great. One question. Why are there so many of you? It's totally unnecessary.
I don't know. It's necessary for maximum fun.
Besides, if we don't take this band seriously, we'll never make it.
Exactly. Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The band plays. The Uber sub beeps loudly on overload.
Whoa! Hey, Elmer. This red light, isn't that supposed to be green?
The Uber sub isn't picking up the signal. No signal, no earthquakes.
But Whistle's ready to quit any day now. We have to fix it.
That would mean getting back into Wizzle's basement.
And there's no way he'd fall for that Wally trick a second time.
What if I didn't have to try to trick my way in? Right? What if we found a way to trick Wizzle into rushing out?
You mean like a distraction?
I mean the ultimate distraction. I think it's time Mr. Wizzle finally meets you, Gordon.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Boots wears a mohawk helmet and sunglasses as he rides a skateboard. He does several moves on ramps set outside Wizzle's cottage.
Nice moves. Keep it up, buddy. I can't believe you talked me into this.
Wizzle comes out his door.
Got in a hold?
The albatross has left the lighthouse.
What?
That's my code for Wizzle has left the cottage.
You can't just improvise code words. They have to be determined in advance.
Gunhold?
Gunhold. You're real. You're really real. Call me Gordon. You're coming with me to the office so I can put you in the database because you're real. You're real. You can't do that. Stop. Stop. Why aren't you stopping?
Okay, Elmer. I've got it, and there's a red light flashing on the side.
Oh, dear. This repair might take a little longer than expected.
What?
Wait, where are you stopping? Because I'm Gordon G. Gunho, baby. And this is how I do. Cowabunga to the extreme. Maxing out. Bruno, I'm running out of pro speak. Are you out yet?
Oh, definitely not.
We need more time. Bruno, have you found the relay wire yet?
Definitely not.
Wizzleware classifies skateboarding as a level 2 distraction.
All right, boys, looks like all those youth soccer camp are about to come in handy.
Oh, Bobby! Bobby, please! Oh, this doesn't feel good at all.
Just breathe, try to breathe.
Oh, geez, wow. Is that a bone? Oh, man, somebody call an ambulance.
Wait, Elmer, yeah, I found the wire.
Great, now plug it into the auxiliary port and get out of there.
Bruno plugs the wire into the auxiliary. A light flashes green.
That sounds bad.
A much larger earthquake shakes Elmer and Bruno in Wizzle's basement.
What's happening?
Wizzle and Boots shake.
Oh, that's not good.
You felt it too. I was right. We're all gonna die in an earthquake.
The seismic pressure is intensifying! Something's gonna blow! Bruno, get out of there! Now!
The school statue begins to crack.
Bruno, hurry up! You're not Gordon Gunhold! You're Bruno Walton's sidekick, Socks! It's Boots, and he's the sidekick!
What the
doodle is going on here?
Elmer, do something!
Precisely my intention!
Elmer pulls out plugs, looking frantic.
Come on!
The statue continues to crack as Boots, Bruno, and Wizzle watch. The statue head finally blows off. Elmer pulls the right plug and the Uber sub shuts down. Principal Sturgeon drinks coffee as he walks across his office. The statue head smashes through his office window. Sturgeon ducks behind a chair as the statue head lands squarely on his desk. He puts on his glasses, looking horrified at the near miss. Wizzle turns to look at Boots and Bruno.
Heads up.
Sturgeon stares at Bruno and Boots.
We're sorry for almost killing you. Sounds extra bad out loud, huh?
Let's talk about this from the beginning, shall we?
That won't actually be necessary. Assess and discipline.
Students identified. Bruno Walton, Melvin O'Neill. 60 demerits.
Well, that about does it, I guess.
Wizzle walks out, leaving Sturgeon looking stunned.
Sir, this was all an accident. We may have been dumb and we may have acted irresponsibly, but we...
What's wrong, Walton?
Wizzle warned us the bands only have double digits for a reason. In other words, 100 demerits means you're expelled. And I'm kind of afraid to look. It's okay. Just show us.
Boots and Sturgeon look at Bruno's demerit bracelet. It reads 99.
You're close, but you're going to be okay.
But you better be on your best behavior till I sort out this contract. Got it?
I'll make sure he is.
The boys leave. Sturgeon shuffles papers. He tries to lift the heavy statue head off his desk.
That was close. Too close. Tell me about it. I feel like a solid bronze head just missed my head. No slip and slide? It's not worth it. Sliding down?
Yeah, I guess it's best to play it safe.
Dude, I need to play it safer than safe. Because if I get one more demerit, I don't even want to think about it.
Bruno walks down the stairs. Booth sighs. Kathy and Diane jog.
Come on, Diane. Come on. You can do it. We're almost there. Come on. We did it. Together. We showed them. Walton, Peabody, everyone who ever doubted us. You are a special kind of stubborn, Kathy Burton. Are we really done? Or is this what a jogging coma feels like? Oh!
A water balloon?
With a note inside? It's from Peabody. Lapdogs, your next assignment will be a water balloon war. There will be two teams. The red team will consist of Kathy and Diane, and the blue team will be Miss Peabody and her hand-picked platoon of scrimmage girls. The winning team gets to sleep in and miss next week's calisthenics class. The losing team gets 2 extra months of combat training and practice. All summer. I can't lose my summer. I've got engineering camp.
And I've got... summer!
Well then, I guess we have to win this.
More balloons. If we stand any chance against Peabody, we need all the ammo we can get. The wetter, the better.
What's the point? It's you and me alone against the whole school. We may as well be up against the whole world.
You're right. Except for one itty-bitty detail. You're not alone.
What, Miss Scrimmage?
Yes, girls. I'm back, and I'm here to help.
You're gonna help us?
I'm no warrior, but I finally realized I know a thing or two about putting up a fight in other ways.
That's exactly what we needed, a secret weapon.
Oh, I'm not our secret weapon. Diane is. Grab a wrench, dear. It's time to do what you do best.
Bruno won't be joining us on this mission. In fact, he can't even know what's happening.
So Bruno's 99. It's true.
Yep. And that's why we have to hit Whistle at the source.
His audio dongle. I meant the thing in his ear.
But you said audio.
Whistle's earpiece is just a gizmo. We need to find and erase the source of all of our misery. Especially Bruno's, the demerits.
How would that help?
Yeah, who cares if the demerits are erased? If Whistle
hey,
remembers...
Hey, we're talking about Whistle. He doesn't have to remember anything. Whistleware remembers it for him. If there's no evidence of a demerit, it doesn't exist.
But if this plan doesn't work?
It has to.
We could really use Bruno's help on this.
Hey, we don't need him. I'm the Bruno now.
Bruno and Boots sit in the cafeteria. Boots takes a swig of Whistle Fuel.
Oh, man, is it just me or does the Whistle Fuel have a little more of a plasticky aftertaste today?
I can't complain. Can't risk the possible demerits. Wait, where are the guys?
Chris shows Bruno his sketch pad.
That's a really nice blouse, Miss Davis. Where'd you get it? Paris?
New York, the future.
What do you want?
I'm here to apply for the out-of-province student bursary. I'm pretty sure they're in the filing cabinet in the back. Way in the back.
You know, I've been at this job for quite some time, Wilbur. Long enough to know when I'm being tricked into going into the back so some twerp can sneak something from up here, hypothetically.
Well, you see...
Now, if, hypothetically, you and your pals were up to something, would that something have anything to do with getting rid of this Whistle stinker?
Well, if we were, we would need to borrow a copy of the school blueprints, including electrical schematics. Hypothetically.
Mrs. Davis stares at Wilbur. The blueprints are laid on a table.
This is it.
After snooping through Whistle's file directory and following the cables that came out of his office, we found where he stores the demerits.
And it's not good.
Let me guess. Saved in some hard drive in the middle of a tech warehouse in Idaho.
Worse. George Wexford Smythe III's room.
Isn't his room more like an office?
Yeah, an office that doubles as a vault. I had one idea, but maybe we should take the night and think it over.
Okay.
The boys begin to disperse.
No, that's not what Bruno would do. We're gonna do the first plan that popped into my head, because that is what Bruno would do. Chris, we're gonna need your art supplies. We all need suits. Business suits.
Ladies, our battle is about to begin. If there's one thing I do not want to see on the battlefield today, it's mercy. Because today, you are no longer lapdogs. In fact, I pity the lap that tries to get in your way. You're my team, my army, and we are the Dober women.
Arf, 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 arf.
First wave, grab your weapons. Prepare to march.
The first wave grabs water balloons out of baskets and runs into the woods. Diane and Kathy hear them coming as they wait with a balloon cannon.
Incoming! I'm not ready yet!
Hello, enemy combatants. Despite our differences, we welcome you with open arms. Should you choose to join our cause, please proceed to the deserter's welcome station, where you will be greeted with a warm smile, aromatherapy, and a shiatsu massage. And no one will yell at you, ever.
Most of the girls give up. Diane and Kathy cheer. The two remaining girls leave. Boots, Wilbur, Elmer, and Chris wear suits as they walk down a hallway looking cocky and cool. Elmer holds a long black plastic tube in one hand. Wilbur does a dance spin as Boots adjusts his tie. They walk through a residence. A dollar sign is posted on one door. Boots stops at the door and pushes its intercom button.
Boots O'Neill and Associates, here to see George Wexford Smythe III.
Mr. O'Neill, welcome.
The boys enter George's big office.
Is it just me, or is this place bigger on the inside?
Must be an optical illusion.
Welcome back, Old Bean. It's been far too long.
George's minion hugs Boots.
You're still outsourcing your hugs, I see.
Well, it was Mummy's idea. Welcome to Wex Funds, old shirts. You see, when I told Daddy that I wanted to open up a branch of his company right here at McDonald's Hall, why, he laughed so hard that caviar came out of his nose. Wasn't even eating caviar at the time. Oh, well. Off we go.
Nasty.
So now, I'm one of Father's biggest profit centers, offering not only investments, but a wide suite of management services, including but not limited to privacy management, legal consultation, and cloud data storage.
Data storage? Really?
Yes, old calculator. Gobs of money in data storage these days.
Now, we have a business proposition for you.
A startup? I'm intrigued.
Prepare yourself for the next big thing in home decor. Giant food art.
Sorry, old charcoal barbecue. Did you just say giant food art?
You know, I think that a picture is worth a thousand words. Why don't we show them what we've got?
Elmer pulls the cap off the tube and Boots removes a large poster. George looks confused as the poster is unfurled to reveal a picture of a hamburger.
This is just a picture of a hamburger. Why would anyone want this?
But it's not just a picture of a hamburger. It's a giant picture of a hamburger. Look at the detail. Let's start from the top, shall we? Sesame seeds. At this size, you can really enjoy them. You can see their beautiful, glistening texture. See the power of the burger? The lettuce is in there, just encased around the burger. Really just keep...
Behind the poster, Boots tries a key card on the storage door, but it fails. Boots tries his key card again. It works.
The red hun is coming in there.
Look at the detail. The red onions comes and invigorates your taste buds. You really want some more burger. Oof.
Boots walks in the storage room.
All right, Elmer, where does Whistle store his demerits?
According
into George's records.
Rack 8, drive... the third.
Puppy videos. Wow, he really likes puppy videos. Whistleware, okay.
Set the diagnostic mode.
A screen reads, diagnostic mode activates.
Okay, I got it. What's next? Hurry.
Now you have to input a 77-digit alphanumeric code, and yes, it is case-sensitive. Let's see here.
Capital J, 1.
Wait, is that capital J lowercase L?
Could be an uppercase I. We should probably try.
Bruno falls from the ceiling holding a hammer.
Bruno!
Boots! What are you doing here?
I'm erasing Whistle's demerits.
So am I.
I had to take over for you, so I am leading the mission.
Dude, good job taking over because you're doing exactly what I'm doing here, but I was just gonna use a hammer.
Who are you?
Students identified. Bruno Walton. Melvin O'Neill.
I'm at a total loss here. What do I need to do to get through to you boys? Maybe I need to completely rethink my approach to discipline here at McDonald Hall.
Really? Sir, I'm actually really glad to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Whistle listens to Peabody's distant trumpet.
That's it.
Wait, what's it?
Ms. Peabody seems to run a pretty tight ship. Maybe it's time I introduced myself.
Oh, no. Please, no. Sir, don't. Please. No.
We have to stop him or McDonald Hall is going to be the world's first computerized military academy. Let's go!
What do you mean you're all that's left? Against two girls? Dober women. New strategy. Prepare to ambush.
The remaining girls charge into the woods. Boots and Bruno chase Whistle.
Hello? Miss Peabody?
No, Mr. Whistle! This is a mistake.
If you want to talk about new discipline ideas, I mean,
where are your guys?
Digging ditches, wolf wrestling, dumpster detention. You know, we can work with that.
I've made up my mind, boys. McDonald Hall needs to be ruled with an iron fist. And somewhere in these woods is a lady who has two of them.
Whistle, Bruno, and Boots turn towards the sound of screaming. Peabody leads her team of students over a hill. They scream and charge forward. Whistle smiles dreamily as he stares at the approaching Peabody. He looks totally smitten. Bruno looks confused as he notices Whistle's dreamy gaze. The girls fire their water balloons, hitting Bruno, Boots, and Whistle several times. Whistle doesn't move as he stares at Peabody and smiles.
Cease fire! Who are you?
We're Bruno and Boots. This is Mr. Whistle. He is leading the pilot program at McDonald Hall, and please don't attack us.
Quiet! You mean to say that we wasted all of our precious ammo on this? Unless, is this a trap?
No. Nobody's trapping anybody.
Retreat!
Uh-oh, this looks bad.
Hello, Gloria. Have you met Diane? I believe she has talents you haven't fully appreciated.
Kathy fires the water balloon cannon, pelting Peabody, her girls, Whistle, Boots, and Bruno. Kathy fires the cannon repeatedly, soaking everyone in water balloons. The water balloon cannon fires repeatedly, soaking the opposition. Kathy and Diane hug as they celebrate their victory.
We won! You cheated! That's right! I saw your fancy massage tables and your incense. And if that wasn't bad enough, you had to go across the street and get help from the boys. Well, you leave me with no choice but to extend training through the whole summer, and that goes for everyone!
No way.
The summer?
What?
See? An iron fist. It's time I followed in her example. No, I should do this myself. For multiple infractions, Boots, 18 demerits. And Bruno, I think just one will do.
Whistle turns and walks down the path. Bruno holds up his bracelet. Boots does the same. Both bracelets now glow with a red X. Boots and Bruno sit on a dorm bed. They look stunned and distraught.
Here goes.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I have an idea. Okay, why don't you call my parents, right, and tell them we got expelled, and I'll hide in Australia until this just all blows over.
Yeah, it's only fair. I might not even be in this situation if it wasn't for me.
What? What the... Were one of those balloons that hit you frozen?
It's true. I thought I could be like you, but all I did was just get in the way of you actually doing it. The Bruno way should have saved the day, but... It didn't. Should we get this over with?
Yeah, I can't afford a ticket to Australia anyway.
Bruno and Boots pick up their phones. Boots' phone rings.
Hello? Okay. We're on our way.
Sturgeon stands at his desk looking disheveled.
Come in. Hello, boys. I heard about the expulsion situation. It's unfortunate indeed. However, I did read a subsection of the agreement that may be pertinent in this case.
Sir, are you living here?
No. Yes. Why? Doesn't matter. Never mind.
Where did I?
Aha. Listen to this. Expulsions and their appeals are the sole decision of Whistleware sysadmin Walter C. Whistle.
Huh?
Yeah, huh?
You get an appeal. You get to ask Whistle to reconsider your expulsion. It is now almost 5 o'clock on Friday, so this has to wait until Monday, which gives me the entire weekend to work on this.
Ah! So we're somewhere between expelled and not expelled, hoping that you can find a loophole that may not even exist, or that the assistant headmaster that literally just expelled us will suddenly magically change his mind?
Exactly. Have a good weekend.
Bruno and Boots just stand there.
Out, 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 out!
The boys meet in secret.
We've got one last shot to save our bacon. That's why I've called the whole team together. The whole team.
I don't want to do this. I didn't ask. Boots.
Diane.
Kathy.
Bruno.
Wilbur.
Well, that was fun. Bye. Bye. We want to get rid of Peabody as much as you want to get rid of Whistle, and we could have used your help ages ago, but someone was too stubborn to ask. Fine, that someone was me. Now can we all just stop talking and figure out how to get rid of these jerks once and for all?
Nice job on the sidekick, Grant.
She has her moments.
Okay, can we just get to work and get rid of Whistle and Peabody?
It's one thing to get Whistle to change his mind about the expulsion. Getting rid of Whistle and Peabody altogether is a whole different thing.
He's right. Getting him to change his mind is going to be impossible.
No. Traveling faster than light is impossible. Me making the basketball team is impossible. This is just really, really, really unlikely.
But what if instead of changing his mind, he had a change of heart? There was this moment in the woods. You should have seen Whistle's face. Whistle has a serious crush on Peabody. So what I was thinking is we try to make Whistle and Peabody fall in love.
Okay, that's impossible.
You're impossible.
What good would them falling in love even do?
What, are you kidding me? If we can actually make the two fall in love with each other, they might just, you know, run off and get married and start some school on the other side of the world.
But how do you make people fall for each other? It's not something that just happens.
It's more likely to just happen over a romantic dinner.
That's it. We just set them up on the fanciest, most romantic date ever. Huh. I know just the place.
You do? Where?
This classy little gem called Manny's Kitchen.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
The gang joins hands in the middle. Wilbur puts in his large sandwich. They raise hands together. Peabody answers her cell phone.
Peabody speaking.
Oh, hello, Miss Peabody. It's Superintendent Snow calling.
I'd like to meet with you to discuss the future of your wonderful program.
Let's meet for dinner.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be delighted.
Kathy dials another number.
Walter C. Whizzle speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whizzle. It's Superintendent Snow calling. I'd like to meet with you to discuss the future of your wonderful program.
So is that FaceTime, Skype, Whizzle chat? What?
In person.
Oh.
Let's meet for dinner.
Sure thing, Miss Snow.
Boots and Bruno meet at Manny's.
We need this to be the most romantic dinner of their lives, okay? But when the date starts, Kathy and Diane will be in the kitchen to coordinate through our earpieces, right? Okay. But first, oh, there's a bunch of heavy band equipment, so we need to bring it in.
Kathy and Diane lug heavy equipment.
We got it all. It's not that heavy.
Nothing compared to a Peabody workout.
If being crazy strong is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Wow.
And we should get that TV by their table turned off.
Right, we don't want anything to distract from the romance. Let's go.
Bruno changes the TV channel.
Okay, one question. What happens if the plan doesn't work?
Aww, I mean, he's got the dog and puppy channel.
So there is a backup plan.
Yeah.
Bruno holds an Uber sub.
We're gonna start another earthquake?
Just a little one. You know,
it's gonna frighten them right into each other's arms.
And you better hope this date works out.
Yeah, this.
Whizzle walks into Manny's restaurant. He stops and looks around the room. He finally taps his earpiece.
Is this the right place?
Location confirmed.
Monsieur Whizzle?
Whizzle.
Oh, of course. We've been expecting. Please, right this way. We will do everything we can to make this evening unforgettable. Superintendent Snow sent word that she is, delayed. But she asked that you wait for her along with her other dinner guest this evening.
Peabody sits at a table alone looking unhappy. Whizzle stares at her, a smile slowly crossing his face. Peabody finally notices him, looking surprised.
Miss Snow sent me to meet her and you? Mr. Balloon War Ruiner? Not a chance. I'm out of here.
Leave me to it.
And you can tell Ms. Snow that she can.
Peabody.
Yes, Ms. Snow. I'm at the restaurant now.
Oh, I'm dreadfully sorry about leaving you with that
devilishly handsome Mr. Whizzle. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Well, I won't be here when you arrive.
Miss Peabody, I am your superior.
And you are to stay right where you are until I arrive, which might be quite a while, actually. Do you have a problem with that?
No, ma'am. Take as much time as you need, ma'am.
That's more like it. Now enjoy a taco platter on me.
Peabody and Whizzle sit down at the table together. Whizzle smiles. Peabody looks uncomfortable. The disguised Bruno brings a taco platter over.
Ah, compliments of Madame Superintendent Snow. A complimentary platter de taco, featuring les bêtons de fiche de taco.
French tacos?
Si.
Okay, guys.
Give them a little space.
We will retreat to allow you to have a delightful conversation. Bon appétit.
Bruno and Boots leave. Whizzle and Peabody don't even look at each other.
How do you think it's going? Pretty good. How's my French accent?
That's French, a little Irish. Well, I happen to think that my system is superior.
Sure, if you want to teach kids to sit on their butts all day.
Well, at least I don't have them doing mindless exercise all day.
Mindless?
Guys, a little help, please.
Oh, that didn't take long. Come on.
I bet you've never exercised.
How is everything tonight? Wonderful? A little more sparkling?
Can you turn on this TV so I can watch the game?
But of course.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Not. Of course not. No. Because it's time for music. Oui.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Gloria and Walter, this one's for you.
A disguised Chris sings.
No one seems to notice. No one seems to care. Love has got me floating in midair. I've got a grin from ear to ear. Love knocked me off of my feet. I wanna go out and shout it. Look at what love's done to me. I'm gonna tell folks that I meet. Love made me weak in the knees.
Softly. Nice.
This voice is as beautiful as you are. I mean, not that you're beautiful. I mean, not that I noticed. Look, tacos!
Wizzle offers Peabody a taco. They eat.
Mmm. Wow. A good taco.
Aw, not bad.
Well, I'm sorry I interrupted your water war thing. But it was nice to finally get to meet you. See you in action.
I know I can be a bit of a windbag, but trust me, no matter how I bark and shout, I really feel that...
Wizzle texts on his phone.
Oh, never mind. Typical tech guy. Can't take your eyes off your gadgets.
There. That should do it.
The TV turns on to a baseball game.
Oh, no big deal. I just spoofed the access port, flipped some bits, and voila, took control of a multi-million-dollar broadcast satellite. You can watch the game now.
Well, that sounds slightly illegal.
8 to 10 years in prison, but I know how to cover my tracks.
Peabody smiles slightly towards Wizzle. She looks impressed. She fiddles with her hair as Wizzle drinks water. He smiles back at her. Bruno and Boots watch them.
It's going well. We should let them be.
Are you kidding me? If it's going well, we need to hit them with the romance even harder.
No, no. Bruno!
Is there time?
Is not right now. Maybe later.
Superintendent Snow will not be making it here at all tonight, but she has commanded us to prepare for you our most romantic...
Fantastic brownie sundae just for you two.
Oh, we don't need any.
Oh, you hear that? They don't need
but
it.
But they are getting it.
If you insist...
If he insists. Okay, well, let's keep it quick. Would you like some sprinkles, some chocolate chips, Malo's a la mange?
How about the works?
Bruno scoops on the works.
Ah, it's very enthusiastic about desserts.
Bruno, what are you doing?
Boots, they're getting miffed.
The most important part? Ah, the whipped cream.
Guys, enough!
You know what they say, though. Less is more.
But none is no fun.
Careful with that.
We're just trying to give you the best service possible.
Which includes the whipped cream.
Bruno and Boots begin to fight over the large whipped cream can. It finally explodes, showering Peabody and Wizzle with gobs of whipped cream.
You are the worst!
What on earth is going on here?
Students identified. Wilbur Hackenschleimer, Elmer Drimsdale, Chris Talbot, Melvin O'Neill, Bruno Walton.
Bruno? Boots? You're all behind this?
Miss Peabody, we can explain.
What are you doing here?
Well, I've had my limit for awfulness. I'm leaving.
Me too.
We will get to the bottom of this on Monday.
Wizzle and Peabody begin to leave. Wizzle and Peabody approach the kitchen.
Where's the manager?
You're the manager?
Do something!
The backup plan.
Everybody, plug into the Uber sub!
Yes. An embarrassment. I have never...
No, stop. We need to think this through. We need to do this your way. We need to stop, take a breath, and think it over.
Okay,
this
is our only hope.
I don't know what to do. The date was a disaster. They have nothing in common.
Boots recalls Wizzle's love of puppies.
At least it was a break from our dog metaphor.
And we are the Dover women.
Murf.
What?
The doggy videos, the puppy socks and pajamas, the lap dogs, Dover women, they do have something in common.
The dog and puppy channel.
Boots switches on the puppy channel. Wizzle turns and sees it.
Hey, puppies.
Where?
Peabody turns to watch the puppies.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at him.
I like dogs, too.
Bruno, Boots, and the girls smile and embrace. Miss Scrimmage marries Wizzle and Peabody in a ceremony at McDonald Hall.
I now pronounce you soulmates through eternity. You may embrace your beloved.
Kiss. Wizzle lifts Peabody's white veil. They kiss. They turn and walk down the aisle past the cheering students and friends. Bruno, Boots, and the whole gang applaud as the newlyweds walk away.
They say love can conquer all. I don't think that's entirely true. But I do know that love can get you unexpelled. It can get your summer back, and it can really bring out the best in people.
Wizzle does push-ups for the cheering wedding-goers.
Even people you didn't think had a good side.
Peabody sits on Wizzle's back as he does push-ups. The wedding-goers applaud and cheer the couple on.
I'm happy to report that that was the last we saw of a happy couple.
I look at you and I see Chihuahuas, Pomeranians, Black Dogs. Well, that changes right now. Honey!
All right, class, get the ball.
Go get the ball! Go get it! Go get it!
A sign reads, Peabody and Wizzle's Canine Academy.
I've never been very interested in romance, but after this, I'm starting to see things a little differently.
Hey, watch your foot.
You are jerking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
William, you did a lovely job on the wedding cake, and it was very generous of you to offer McDonald Hall as the venue.
Well, anything to get them hitched and on their way.
I hope Superintendent Snow wasn't too upset the happy couple ended their pilot programs early.
No, she was spitting mad. She really has to learn to accept her anger. You see, anger can have a powerfully transformative effect on one's life.
Eugenia, to paraphrase the popular saying, clam up and dance.
Principal Sturgeon grabs Miss Scrimmage's hand. They walk forward, heading out onto the dance floor, joining the other partygoers. Late that night, lights fill the trees as the celebration continues. Boots and Bruno walk away from the party.
It's pretty great, isn't it?
Better than great. It's home. And it's ours again.
Hey, congrats on saving two schools, helping two total weirdos live happily ever after, and for helping me realize that I have a lot to learn from you.
Thanks. And I may have learned that the Bruno method does, in fact, have its place. I am glad that you decided to slow things down a little bit, you know, maybe think things through a little more.
Is that a chocolate fountain? You know what that means.
Chocolate
bathtub!
Bruno, it's gonna be too hot! Oh, at least take your shoes off!
Chris snaps his fingers as he performs in disguise on stage. He spins around. Wilbur plays bass. In their dorm room, the boys play guitar. I'm in the dark.
We want to save Peabody as much as save, get rid of.
Brown day.
Bruno pulls at his bracelet.
Nice! Sorry, guys, didn't mean to actually take it off. You know, running and jumping and yelling and... I'm missing one.
Push up, sit up!
I look at you and I see Chihuahuas. Pomeranians! Dogs.
The dogs run off.
Except for one itty little itty bitty detail. You're not alone.
Miss Scrimmage?
Scrimmage puts her hand to her face. Chris flips his hat on stage. Elmer plays keyboards.
Thank you very much for agreeing to meet with us, Jane and Beth. I'm going to start again, okay? Okay, thank you so much for that opportunity, Jay.
Fire! Oh!
Yes, oh, girl!
We can handle whatever Peabody yells at. Rocks in our back.
Boots tries out his skateboard moves. He falls to the ground on numerous jumps and spins. Boots and Bruno smile and walk upstairs. Chris performs on stage in disguise. Elmer snaps his suspenders.
Fire!
Boots, Bruno, and Wizzle are showered with water balloons. Wizzle is hit squarely in the crotch.
Can we not aim that?
Oh. Wizzle deserves that.
Aircraft Pictures, Breakthrough Entertainment, Chorus.